My question, although I think I already have the answer.
That's okay.
I started doing therapy about 2 months ago for the reason of figuring out why I'm so angry at little things like traffic or they got my latte wrong.
I might need therapy too.
And unraveling a little bit more in therapy, family dynamics. Okay, so that came a little bit more clear. I already kind of knew that going in.
Right.
And I feel that I don't need any more therapy. I feel that a lot of my anger is trying to figure things out.
Perhaps.
And if I would take the suggestion that you gave, which is stop trying to figure everything out.
Right.
I kind of just got the aha moment.
Right.
So I love my therapist. I feel like it served the purpose. But I'm like, going in, another issue is the relationship I'm in right now. Also trying to figure, there's a little bump in the road right now with my partner. Trying to figure everything out. And I can tell you, after listening to you the first 2 hours, I feel so relaxed. Like, oh my gosh, you know what? I just want to go back and love her.
Good for you.
And not try to figure all this out.
Good. I love that. Now, let me ask you a few questions to help you clarify this. And thank you for that, and I honor that. So, in your family of origin, where you were raised, who is the more dominant parent? Meaning, who always got their way?
Mom.
Mom. So she was the,
Mom ran the show. Dad was there. They're still together, happily married.
Right.
But I would say, I just remember mom.
So mom represented the dominant or the masculine patterning.
Yes.
And what we find in you is you're the feminine goddess, but leading with the masculine in front of your feminine. And the reason why you find yourself in this, I need to understand, and perhaps even manifesting a bump in your relationship just so there's more to understand, is just to feed the tendency for your masculine to lead in front of the feminine. And this is a time in your life where the feminine and the masculine come into balance. Not to walk single file with the female behind the male, but for your feminine and your masculine to come together and integrate. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
So it's just you're used to leading with the masculine, which is the
reason why.
And then when there's no sense of control or order, traffic, they messed up my latte, which means I spend a little bit too much time in a situation I don't want to be in, or now there's a complication that's going to take too much time to fix. That disrupts the masculine energy within you that isn't being tempered and balanced with the feminine. So in your surrender, what you're surrendering into is the fully embodied feminine, which is I can assert, I can understand, but it is all coming from and leading with the elegant, softened, relaxed grace of the divine feminine within me. Do you feel that?
And it feels liberating.
Good.
Yeah, it feels like something is really lifted. So my question was, do I need to continue therapy? Like, I'm spending a lot of money every month. And I was going in trying to reason and talk about the dynamic with Renee and I, and now I'm kind of like, you know, I just want to love her and flow with this, and I'll know the knowledge when it comes, and I don't need to talk for an hour with somebody else. I don't feel like I need that. It actually spins me out more when I leave. That's how I've been feeling, like I talked and I talked and I talked about it in this angle and that angle and then this, and then what about this and this, and it feels better to think I don't need to think about all this. I just need to love and be in the moment.
That's
doesn't
right.
I feel better? And it saves me money.
It does save you money.
You know, the masculine in me looks at it like, you know what, it saves me a lot of money every month too.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So what I would say is this, is perhaps one of the reasons you went into therapy is because you were having your own direct experience. Maybe your point of view was differing from Renee's point of view. And the end all be all is that you just didn't know how to trust your viewpoint. So you went to the therapist for the confirmation, or they would give you a reflection and then you would say, well, I think I know better. And you'd walk away ideally with always knowing that you know yourself the best. You're then in therapy trying to understand the inner workings of a character until you wake up out of the character. And that is when therapy is done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.